Finish our series on Kadesh this morning. The two issues that we haven't discussed are women and children, not that they're exactly the same. So, of course, all of the mitzvos of the Seder are mitzvos aseh shehazman grama, so the default would be, not that this is an ironclad rule, that women should be exempt, but we have two contravailing factors, and the fact that we have two is itself interesting. First of all, there's the Gemara Psachim Mem Gimel Amud Beis, which tells us, Kol sheyeshna v'al tochal chametz, yeshna mikum echol matzah. But you can't really look at matzah as sort of an isolated mitzvah saseh, by erev tochal matzah, so it has to do with like the repudiation of chametz. And since women are mechuyavos in all the lo saseh sheva Torah, so they're included on the daraisa level, the mitzvah achilas matzah. So, you know, one could stop there and say it's only about matzah. But as we spoke about, it's hard to do that with the mitzvahs of Leil HaSeder because everything seems to be intertwined, right? The Karban Pesach, Al Matzah, Simroim Yochulu, and Sipor Yitzias Mitzrayim, Bishashi Yesh Matzah, Mar Munachim Mefanacha. So everything has this kind of like a spillover effect. All right, so that's reason number one. Reason number two is a statement to Rabbi Shua ben Levi. The Bali Tosos take this to be a din derabanan, but that's not clear in its own right. Namely, that afen hayu ba'oso anes. Rabbi Shua ben Levi, three places in Shas, Megillah Daf Dalid, Shabbos Daf Chaf Gimel, and Psachim Kuf Ches, tells us that women are obligated in mitzvahs that they otherwise wouldn't be obligated in, Mikra Megillah, Ner Chanukah, and Dalid Kosos, because they were, in some sense, the driving force of the miracle is probably what it means. Certainly in the context of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Chazal tell us, Bishul Nashim Tidkanios Nigalu Avosena Mimitzrayim. So they're going to be included in the fundamental obligation. Are they going to do it exactly the same way as men? That's a good question, right? Because the Gemara wonders openly about, what about Heseba, right? Should women be doing Heseba, which is like the ultimate manifestation of Cheirus, as the Rambam explains it, Chayiv Adam Laharos Atzmo, Ki Iluhu Ba'atzmo Yatzatim Yishibu Mitzrayim. So the Gemara says, Nashim Chashuvos, yes. So the question is, what's an Isha Chashuva? I don't know. I don't think that there's any way to define an Isha Chashuva. The Bali Tosfos tell us that Nashim Shalanu Chashuvos Hein, which is, I guess that's a good thing, right? That would be awkward to have to explain, you know, well, you're not exactly. So it's good to have that sort of as a blanket principle, right? Probably Shalom Bayis, you know, it's like that's a doraisa. So I don't know, tell anybody to, rather than starting a fight on Seder night, everybody should be an Isha Chashuva. But it's tradition already from the Bali Tosfos that, you know, Isha Bifnei Bala, it's not really a problem. So, in the end of the day, it comes out to the same place. In terms of kids, that's an interesting question. There's a machlokes between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. Normally, we would say that the idea that there's some simcha associated with yayin is probably not relevant to kids, right? Kids don't like coffee. My kids are always telling me that. And kids don't like, really, they don't enjoy wine. So Rabbi Yehuda says, like, what's the benefit to giving kids four cups of wine? But the rabbis disagree. So then there's a machlokes rishonim, how to understand the machlokes between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. Are we talking about a katan shegia l'chinuch or a katan shelo igia l'chinuch? That's not clear. There actually are some rishonim, believe it or not, who think that what the Chachamim are suggesting is that even children who are not included in chinuch generally are included in the mitzvah of dalet kosos. Now, like, why would that be? You're going to take a four-year-old and give him dalet kosos? Like, what is the idea there? So the idea might be that if it's this manifestation of cheirus, well, God took the four-year-olds out as well, so they've got to participate too. That's a really novel idea. Well, we generally assume that it should only apply to ketanim shegiu l'chinuch. Now, I alluded to this before, and this will be my last line about Kadesh in general, right? If the Brisker Rav and the Chazon Ish and Reb Shlomo Zalman all felt that you could use grape juice l'chatchila even for adults, which is really the way that it sounds in the Gemara, so I don't really understand why there are people out there that are giving ketanim four kosos of yayin. First of all, it knocks the kids out. They're not going to be up for the Seder. Second of all, you don't really want kids having four cups of wine, you know, at that age under any circumstances. It's just not the right idea in terms of chinuch. So again, you know, the Gedolei HaAchronim that I just listed all felt that, you know, grape juice would work for the Dalet Kosos anyway. So I think we should all agree that when it comes to ketanim, you have a 10-year-old, a katan shegia l'chinuch, you can give him four cups of grape juice and call it a day. We don't need to be giving the kids 10 years old four cups of wine.